The Mishnah Masechet Shkolim, Daf Tes Vav and Aleph, teaches us that Shtei Lishkos Hayu B'Migdash, there were two rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. Achas Lishkos Chashoyim, one was the room of Chashoyim. Chashoyim means quiet. V'achas Nishkos HaKelim, and the other was the Lishkos HaKelim. And the Mishnah goes on to explain Lishkos Chashoyim. What was the Lishkos Chashoyim? Yirei Chet. People who had Yerushimayim, they want to fulfill what it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Matan Beseser, Yich Ve'af, that if somebody gives stuck a Beseser, not knowing people give it quietly, it causes the Charoin Af in the world to go away. That's what they gave Staka Matan Beseser. And in fact, the Oruch Lener says that certainly Matan Beseser is the highest level of Staka. And the highest level of Matan Beseser is not the person giving, nor the person receiving the Staka. One should not be aware of each other. Of course, the next two madregas are either the giver is not aware to whom he is giving, or the receiver does not know from whom he is receiving the tzedakah. And that, he says, we see from our Mishnah. And the Gemara goes on to speak about some of the halachas about stock-up. Interesting point that I saw the Sefer Matnas Kahuna makes. The Gemara says, Rav Chinana Bar Papa have a miflig mitzvah balayla. He would distribute stock-up at night. So we see from here, says the Matnas Kahuna, that the mitzvah of stock-up is called mitzvah. There are tayag mitzvahs. There are 613 mitzvahs. But from all the mitzvahs that we find in the Torah, the one mitzvah that's called mitzvah, just the general word mitzvah, is specifically the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because that is such an important mitzvah as we will be discussing today in our shir. And the Gemara continues. Om Reb Yoina, Ashrei noisen aldal enksev kan. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ashrei maskel aldol, b'yoyim ro yimaltehu Hashem, says the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say Ashrei noisen aldol, somebody who gives tzedakah to a poor person. Rather, ala Ashrei maskel aldol. Maskel is from the word seichel. Somebody who applies seichel, somebody applies his intellect to know what to do. What does that mean? Zeshu mistakel b'mitzvah la'asoysoy. Somebody who pays attention how to fulfill the mitzvah. And the Mefarshim explained that although the Gemara here is teaching us that one, when he gives tzedakah, should pay attention what he's doing, the Mefarshim explained that the mitzvah of tzedakah is different than all other mitzvahs. And all other mitzvahs, of course, we have a sugya throughout Shas, if mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. But certainly, to fulfill a mitzvah, there has to be an element of knowing that you're doing a mitzvah. If somebody's going to take dalaminim without knowing at all that he's taking dalaminim, he's certainly not fulfilling a mitzvah. By mitzvah stock-up, yes, as we're going to discuss, there are different levels and there are different preferences in how to fulfill the mitzvah stock-up. However, that doesn't take away the fact that even if you don't intend to fulfill the mitzvah, but if because of you somebody who needs something received it, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. That's why there's a famous Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah and Daf Dalid, "Hoyim is sell a zulut tztaka, a menashe yichy b'ni." If somebody says, "I'm donating money to tztaka with the intent because of this, my son should live." So it seems that that is seemingly a situation of giving tzedakah shloi l'shma. Yet, says the Gemara, raise that tzadik gomer. Such an individual is considered a tzadik gomer. Because, as the Noida Behuda explains, the point of mitzvah tzedakah is that the person who needs what you're giving should give, and therefore the person who's receiving the tzedakah, to him it makes no difference what was your intent when you gave the tzedakah, and therefore the mitzvah of tzedakah you fulfill as soon as you do it, even without the intention to fulfill the mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara says, the Noida Behuda explains the Masech, the Baba Kama, that Tez Zayin Amin Aleph, that Yirmiyo asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he didn't want the people to get the great schar for doing the mitzvah tzedakah, Hichshilam b'bnei Adam she'enem uhuganim, make that they should give the tzedakah to people who aren't worthy. Because by tzedakah, the only thing that counts is who's receiving the tzedakah. And if the people who are receiving the tzedakah aren't worthy, then even if you had the right intention, you weren't fulfilling the mitzvah. The Shail Sechuvas Sharideya, in fact, says that in all mitzvahs, bein odom l'chaveroi, there is no concept of lishma. The only time of the mitzvah of lishma is only by mitzvahs that are bein odom l'makom. The Gemara continues in explaining, however, on what should you spend your tzedakah? Says the Gemara, Rav Chama, Bachinana, Rav Oishi, Rabba, have metailin be'ilin k'nishta delud. They were walking through the Batei Knesios in the city of Lud. Omer Rav Chama Bachanina l'Rav Oishi, kamen mamon shukwa avoysay kan. How much money did my forefathers spend on building the shul? Amale, to which Reb Oishia said, "Kamen ufoshes shikah v'sechukan." He used a very strong language. It's as if they wasted their money. They killed people. But have it, but they inish the law and baraisa. Shouldn't they have spent the money on people who are learning Torah? And the pashup shot, the Gemara, is that the most preferable place to spend your money on tzedakah is for people who are learning. Similarly, says the Gemara, Rabbi Avon Ovid Ilan Traya, the Sidri Rabbah, he made beautiful doors for the shul. Os Ramana Lagabei, and Ramana came to visit the shul. Amalei Chamei Maivitis, and he said, look at what beautiful shuls, beautiful doors I constructed here. The pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, so to speak, forgot Hashem in their building of these beautiful edifices. Aren't there people who are learning? And the best place to spend your money is on Talmud Torah. And as the Shlach points out, that even though, of course, building a Beis HaKnesses, building a Beis HaMedrash is a tremendous mitzvah, it still pales in comparison to supporting those who learn Torah. And in fact, the Shail Shetshuvos Miran Maratenbuch says that he asked his Rebbe, if somebody says, I'm giving to tzedakah, without specifying, he made a pledge that he's going to give money to tzedakah, but he did not indicate to what tzedakah he meant to give, what should he do? So he says that he should give money for people who are sick, which it seems is contradictory to what we just explained, the way we just explained our Gemara. The way we explained our Gemara is that the Gemara is saying the most preferable place, and that's the way the Shlach we quoted explains, the most preferable place to spend your money is on people learning Torah. So I saw the Mefarshim explain that obviously the Maram had a different understanding of this Gemara. His understanding of the Gemara is kamen ufoshes shikah v'sechukan kan, when you spend your money on building a building versus giving money to people who are sick. People who are in a situation of bikuach nefesh, it's a waste of money. But of course the question is, if that's what the Gemara means, so how do we understand the words of the Gemara that the Gemara used, the Lahaba Enish, the Yolim Beraisa, wasn't nobody who learned Torah? So those Mefarshim explain what the Gemara means entirely differently. They explain what the Gemara means to say is that had there been around you people who learned Torah, those people would have taught you where you should spend your tzedakah money. And they would have taught you that the best place to spend tzedakah money are for people who are poor, people who are sick, that need that money, preferably. So in other words, we have here a very fundamental machloikis. What is the most preferable place to spend tzedakah money? Is it for people who are learning Torah, the opinion of the Shlah, or is it for people who are nebuch sick? When we speak about people who are learning Torah, that we say that they're the people that we should spend our tzedakah money, say sort of the Sefer Chassidim says in Siman Aleph Lamed Tes, Mishi Yesh Lo Mamon, somebody who has money for tzedakah, Lo Yoimer Es HaBeis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash, should not say I'm going to build a Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. Eli Yitin LeTzadikim Shiask B'Torah, he should spend his money giving it to tzadikim who learned Torah. But then he goes on to say, V'loy lo'oysom shigorosim kushis v'terutzim, not just people who try to learn, k'dei she'oylem soivrim sh'idei kol ha'talmud, that the people should think that they're great talmidei chachamim. However, v'loy osku b'talmud, they're not really learning Torah seriously. Ela ro kushis v'terutzim, they're able to repeat different kashas and terutzim. The goyrisim laharis chrifosim, their entire learning is, so to speak, to show off how great they are. Eli yitein liyorei Hashem haloyimdim l'kayim ha-mitzvahs. The place to spend tzedakah money is for people who are learning because they want to fulfill the halacha. And they learn Torah in order to know what is the halacha and how to fulfill the halacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do in the mitzvahs and to do them properly. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Reish Nun Vov Sif Aleph, teaches us that every city has to have a Gabbai Tzedakah. And he says, and the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Naniyim Perek Tes Halacha Gimel says, we've never heard or seen Kahal Yisrael, a Jewish congregation, Shein Lam Kupat Tzedakah. The definition of a Jew is that he has a Kupat Tzedakah. And of course, and there's an interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe in Chelik Aleph Yerideya Simen Kuf Samach Tes, that even though there's a tzedakah fund that gives people tzedakah, that doesn't take away the right of those individuals to go collect tzedakah on their own. And therefore, even if a person's receiving funds from a tzedakah fund, he still has a right to give tzedakah. As we've mentioned previously, the Ramah in Yerideya Simen Reish Nun Ches Sif Yud Gimel teaches us that tzedakah, unlike other mitzvahs, he quotes the opinion of the Mordechai, one, as soon as he intended to give tzedakah, is obligated to fulfill his intention. The Rosh, however, says that that isn't until he at least articulated that pledge. Just thinking alone isn't obligatory. But the Ramah seems to hold, as soon as you think that you're going to give tzedakah, you're not obligated. There are paiskim, I say, to sort of differentiate as follows. If somebody just thought, I'd like to donate money to this cause, that, according to Ramah, does not absolutely obligate him to give tzedakah to that cause. But if his thoughts were so detailed that he even intended to the amount that he wants to give, then he has to give that amount to tzedakah. Which is very common that a person, let's say, is at a dinner or at an appeal, and there's somebody who speaks about the cause, and the person gets very excited about that cause and decides to give a certain amount. But it's very easy to, so to speak, cool off. And by the time it comes to announce your pledge, he's ready to give much less. according to this, he's obligated to give what he intended. Ramosha, based on what we've learned in our shir, in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe Arachayim, Chelik Beis Simla Medalad, says that if you have two poor people that are collecting stock up, there's a point to give to Talmud Chacham first. He says, even though we know that when it comes to giving an aliyah, we always give an aliyah to a kohen first, that is only by Kriyas HaTorah. Because the aliyah that we're giving to the kohen is not because of the individual. It's because of the kahuna. But when it comes to tzedakah, we're giving to an individual. And therefore, if there is a Talmud Chacham, he goes first, even before a kohen. Furthermore, Ramosha, in another tshuva, in the Igros Moshe, Yoridei Chelik Dalid Simen Nun Zayin, along the lines of what we're discussing, if someone's parents or someone died and he left a will that he wants to give a certain amount of stock up, without specifying what stock it should go to, says it should certainly be given to Talmid Chachamim. Why? Because as we're learning, the Talmud Torah, as we're learning, the Yolam Baraisa, those that learn Torah come first. It seems, however, that although when it comes to giving for causes, the first cause to give tzedakah to is to Talmidei Chachamim, for Talmud Torah, for yeshivas. However, the Paiskim Paskin, that if there's a situation of Atzolos Nefashos, there's a situation of Bikuach Nefesh, there one should give to that cause before giving to Talmud Torah. However, in that too, one should give to his relatives before he gives to someone else. Even, it seems, if the other person that is also in a difficult situation is a Talmud Chacham, there's a point of giving stock up to your relatives. Mepsach atas alim, person should give to his relatives stock up first. However, if it's all the people aren't relatives that you're giving tzedakah to, there you should give the tzedakah to a Talmud Chacham first. There is a question in the Paiskim, if you have two individuals. One is a person who lives in your town where there's a concept of a Niyei Ircha Kaidman, and the other person is a Talmud Chacham but doesn't live in your town. Who should you give tzedakah first? The Piskei Tshuva in Simen Reish Nun Aleph Yoridei Sifkat and Gimel brings different opinions, but it seems that most Paiskim are of the opinion that Talmidei Chachamim go first. Even though we're saying that giving tzedakah to Talmud Chacham to Torah goes first, still, if, for example, in a shul where they give tzedakah by Mishaberich on Elias, and there's a set cause to what that money always goes to, the halacha is that we should use that tzedakah for that purpose. It's interesting to point out that the Sefer Avos Tzion makes an interesting point. He says that a person of limited means should distribute most of his tzedakah to poor people and to support learning Torah, rather than for the construction of big synagogues. Such donations, he says, should be given only by individuals who are wealthy and therefore could still give money to poor people and still give money to Lomdei Torah, and also give money for these buildings. And he explains some psukim in Divrei HaYomim. He says the pasuk in Divrei HaYomim tells us that David HaMelech accumulated a great deal of funds and materials for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which was eventually to be built by his son Shlomo. And the pasuk goes on to continue, teach us that the people were very happy regarding their donations, and they gave with an open heart. Says the Avosian, why were they so happy? Because they were so happy that Baruch Hashem, they were so very wealthy that they were able to make large donations to the Beis Hamikdash without diminishing their donations to the poor and needy. If they weren't so wealthy, it would have been wrong for them to make such large donations. That's why they were specifically happy that they were wealthy enough to have money left over to give for the Beis Hamikdash. So he makes a very interesting further observation. Although, he says, the money that they donated was supposed to be for the building of the Beis Hamikdash, he says that after, the Pasuk in Malachim says, that after Shlomo HaMelech completed the building of the Beis Hamikdash, he took his father's gold and silver and materials and put them in warehouses. And Rashi quotes a Medrash that Shlomo HaMelech refused to build the Beis Hamikdash with the funds that his father collected. Why? So he explains, because it really wasn't right that they gave money for the Beis Hamikdash. Because during the time of David HaMelech, there was a severe hunger in Eretz Yisrael for a period of 3 years, and therefore Shlomo HaMelech felt that this money wasn't given properly, because they should have rather have given the money to those people who were so very hungry and needed that money rather than giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. And Shlomo HaMelech did not want to use that money for tzedakah. I saw a very interesting story that Rabbeinu Pavarsky Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Panovich Yeshiva, quoted. He says, we know that the Panovich Rav built the beautiful Panovich Yeshiva in Bnei Barak, which took him a lot of effort and a lot of money. So the Brisk Rav once told Rav Pravarsky Shlita, he quoted our Gemara, Maisa Rav Chom Rav Chanina Rav Oishi Rabba have Metailim Be'ilin Knusht in the Lod. They were walking in these shuls. And Amar Rav Chom Bachinan Rav Oishi Kam Amom and Shikha Av Oishi Kan, how much money was invested in building the shul. And he said, Kam in the Fosh Shikha Kan. So he says that the Panovich Rav, as he was building this beautiful yeshiva, always had to make sure that when he was collecting donations, that the money he was collecting was legitimately allowed to be used for building the yeshiva, and that the people who were donating the money for the yeshiva should be donating the money for the yeshiva and not for other causes, because for the building of the yeshiva. For as we are learning, even though it's such an important mitzvah to build beautiful edifices, it doesn't take the place of supporting Lomdei Torah and to support people who specifically and desperately need the stock of funds.